The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So there's a little saying that goes something like, teach me to care and not to care. And I love this little saying because it's not one or the other. Teach me how to care or teach me how not to care, but teach me how to care and not to care. And I think that's kind of represents a lot of the movement of practice, Buddhist practice, and maybe for a wise life. And teach me to care. Everything matters. Everything's important. Every person you meet is important. So how to care for everything. How to care for every person you meet, for everything that you encounter. Everything matters. If I drink this water, glass of water, this glass matters. And where I put it down on the table matters. On the platform here matters. How I put it down. Everything is a silly little thing, right? I don't know if it's silly, but it's a small little thing. It matters. But it also teaches me to care and not to care. So I don't stake my reputation, my life, on this glass. And so I don't tying it to my identity, I'm not tying it to my happiness. It's just, you know, so I don't care about it that much. But to teach me to care and not to care. So, to care for oneself, to really care for ourselves, as if you're the most important person. And teach me not to care. Teach me not to be caught up in self preoccupation, not to kind of be involved in all the identity issues and needing to prove myself or apologize for myself or to hold on to some role identity that I need to have, not be involved in comparing myself as being worse or better than or equal to others. Just, you know, teach me not to care about this whole game of self that human beings are so caught up in and cause so much suffering. Teach me not to care, to be at ease, to be free in the whole game of me, myself, and mine. And teach me to care. That this is your well-being, your welfare, your happiness is really important. And how do you care for that? Teach me to care and not to care. Teach me to engage in my life wholeheartedly as if everything matters. And then teach me not to care is to maybe not have anything at stake. Don't have your happiness dependent on the outcome. Don't measure yourself by the outcome of what you do. Measure yourself only by that you care enough to start again and to respond again, to engage again. If you fall off your horse, get on. If it doesn't work out, you know, it's when things don't work out, then then maybe you didn't depend so much on the outcome of what you did. But you cared enough to do the best job you could for what you were going to do. You tried your best to do something. And then the outcome comes and it is what it is. And the important issue is not what the outcome was, but what do you do next? How do you respond to that? How do you go forward from there? What's the next step after that? So this idea of teach me to care and not to care. There's a beautiful saying, also by Suzuki Roshi, about paraphrase it, I guess. This life is so important, it's too important to take seriously. That's kind of I love that kind of carries us both ideas. It's so important, this life of ours, that don't mess it up by taking it seriously. but treat it as important. I love that when I was at Stanford, I had this professor, a history professor at Stanford, and we were studying Japanese history, and we were studying some very small little piece of Japanese history at one point, one day in the class, small little thing in the scope of everything else we studied. And in preparation for the final exam or something, I said to him, oh, so this probably doesn't really matter that much. And he just responded to me, immediately to me, and he said, everything matters. Everything matters. There's nothing that's small. And so this is so also epitomized in a teaching that in the training I had in Zen, in Soto Zen, that sometimes they summarize this whole religion, this Japanese religion of Zen. One way it gets summarized into one pithy phrase is Soto Zen is, the practice of Soto Zen is attention to detail. So attention to detail. So everything's important. You pay attention to the details. You're here fully for this experience. What's happening now? And you're not tied to it. You're not caught in it. You're not dependent on it. You're not, you know, it'll unfold where it is. If it's a failure, whatever you do, or something, the glass breaks, then attention to details, you clean up the glass. But you don't have to, you know, I'm not, if I break this glass now, I'll clean it up. But if I'm not going to get caught up in, now you guys think that I'm a terrible glass holder. I don't know how to hold glasses. And I failed in your eyes to be, you know, this basic human skills of holding a glass. And I'll be too embarrassed to ever come back to IMC again because of, you know, my whole identity as being a successful glass holder has been shattered with the shattering of the glass. So teach me to care and not to care. Teach me to be engaged in this world fully, wholeheartedly. Everything's important. And nothing is important, or hold it lightly, or don't invest so much in it. Don't depend on it so much. Be free in the midst of it. And this is an important teaching because some people who hear Buddhist teachings of freedom, non-attachment and all that, interpret it to mean like nothing matters. You don't have to do anything. And that's what happened to me when I was young, I was traveling, hitchhiking around the country with a girlfriend when I was 21 or something, been introduced to 21 or 22 and been introduced to Buddhism. And practice, so I think we were hitchhiking around. So we were sleeping, you know, in sleeping bags in a little tube tent in different places wherever we ended up for the day. And I remember, we were kind of down by a river, sleeping someplace, and we got up to leave. And we were—I don't know how far away we were from the camp where we slept, but some distance, and. She said, oh, I don't have my flashlight. I think I've left my flashlight back there. And I, in my hippie way, said, oh, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. And so she got angry with me. You know, nothing matters. It's okay. So that's one of the kind of, you know, that's one of the traps of kind of some of this Buddhist life, is that the movement of freedom to nothing matters. But I think that real freedom is everything matters and it doesn't matter. To teach me to care and not to care at the same time. That's the art of it. That's where real freedom is found. So, thank you. And so, you get